In episode 28 of High School Counseling Conversations, you're going to hear all about why I think community is important for high school counselors. I struggled naming this episode. I sort of wanted to call it Why I Value High School Counselor Community and Why You Should Too, but that felt like a mouthful. I also thought about don't sleep on high school counselor community because that's how I really do feel. So here we are, talking about the importance of a collective gathering of high school counselors. A physical slash digital community, yes, but I also just want us to own the concept that we should just have a greater community out there who gets us. It's just so important. So let's talk about it. Before we get into that, here's an action step that you can take to make sure you cash in on community. Head to counselorclick.com/popup, P-O-P-U-P, to go ahead and request to join our back-to-school free pop-up Facebook group called Kickstart Your Year as a High School Counselor. Doors don't open until August 8th, so you still have plenty of time before you have to think about back to school. I just want to put it on your radar now. Inside this pop-up Facebook group, we'll have quality conversation, giveaways, back to school tips, and so much more. So go and request to join the group, and you'll get a notification in August when it opens. counselorclick.com/pop-up. Now, let's get into today's show. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. As humans, we're built for connection and really community. That's something I truly believe deep down to my core. I think it would be hard to argue it, but then again, I'm sure there are high school counselors who feel like they can go day to day in their silos without connecting to any other counselors. They probably feel like they get their human connection met at home with their family or with the students that they serve. And those are meaningful connections. But dang, I just keep coming back to thinking about the opportunity for authenticity among high school counselors as a core group. So much growth can happen when we acknowledge the hard stuff, like grief counseling through a really tough, sad, or disheartening situation. Or the celebratory stuff, like seeing a first-gen student get into college or landing your first job as a school counselor. It won't surprise you that I was a competitive cheerleader for my whole life. Not like the sidelines kind, but like the Netflix cheer kind. It was my jam. So you could imagine how quickly I binged Netflix's Cheer when that came out, season 1 and 2. I love the camaraderie, the team aspect of doing hard things together. I'm sure we can all relate and think of a time when we've worked hard alongside others and given of ourselves to others. Friendships characterized by those high highs and low lows have withstood the test of time for me. Experiences with strangers become deeper through connection, and we all benefit because of it. In our schools, our students see our school counseling team working together to provide thoughtful and meaningful programming for them. Even if they don't seemingly notice or it's another day of thankless work, maybe they're noticing. I'd like to think that they are. Physically, that might mean plopping down in your co-counselor's office for a cry about something personal or a handshake for a job well done from your team lead. We all want to be seen by the people we connect with on a daily basis. But what if we're not getting that, or it's just meh, like something that we don't really value? Because why does it matter? It's worth seeking out, and here are my reasons why I believe that. First, you can bounce ideas off of a counselor community. Are you in a rural area where you're the only high school counselor? There are members inside my high school counseling membership, the Click Collaborative, who joined for this exact reason. They're the one high school counselor in the one high school town. Sure, there's a middle school counselor, you know, down the road, but they have no one to bounce high school ideas off of. Sometimes you just need someone to call on who gets it or to say, am I crazy or could this work in my school? These real life career conversation topics are sure to get your students talking. I love these career scenario cards for getting the conversation started. These situations are posed as real dilemmas that require problem solving, honesty, and integrity to sort through the tough, what would you do situations. Use these career scenario cards as an intro or standalone lesson itself. It's sure to leave an impact on your students. To get them for your high school counseling toolbox or just to peek around at what's inside, head to counselorclick.com/scenarios. I'll include that link in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the episode. Next, when you have a community of other professionals in your network, you can consult with others who may have been in the same situation as you. Now, no two situations ever seem the same. Just like no 2 days ever seem the same in high school counselor world, something that I actually love. But that makes it all the more important to have someone or some people who you can turn to and ask, wait, what would you do in this situation? I recently had dinner with a friend from out of town who set out on her own journey in counseling private practice, and I asked her who she consults with when she isn't sure what to do about a situation. She described her office to me, which consisted of a paralegal, a logistics professional, a small business owner, and I was like, wait. Again, I'm asking, who do you call on? Like, who is in your office? How do you know who to ask? And it actually made her pause and think, oh, like, I have some of those people I went to grad school with that I think I'd call. I think I'd call so-and-so. She, like, listed the people. And she didn't, like, have them on speed dial, and she wasn't having regular conversations about tough stuff or the good stuff. She told me she missed being in an office with other counselors, like, right down the hall from her. And then that idea of counselor community, or really a lack thereof counselor community, really stuck out to me there. Lastly, a high school counselor community can push you to grow professionally. I mentioned that you may already have people that you turn to outside of your work life. You've worked hard as an adult to cultivate some really meaningful friendships and relationships, especially if I know you, you high school counselors. You're working to create authentic and honest friendships with the same skills you're teaching your students. But how are you growing as a counselor? Work is a huge part of our identity, and it takes up a lot of our time as we calculate how much of our lives are spent working. Are we surrounding ourselves with others who want to see us succeed professionally and who can motivate us to get us there? Are we getting uncomfortable for the sake of growth? That is important. A valuable high school counselor community can give you more go-for-it energy and less, well, that's just how we've always done it, Eeyore energy. It's a major pet peeve of mine. When we lean in and seek motivation from others to find places where we are lacking so that we can grow, other counselors can really fill in those gaps and help spur you on to grow as a professional. It's really nice to feel like you're moving in the same direction as others who desire to grow and desire to change and just not stay stagnant instead of swimming upstream to fight a battle of negativity. I really hope you got some takeaways from this episode about the importance of community. I hope it's something that you really crave and desire for yourself in your work-life balance. Like, whether you have that at home already or whether you're desiring to have that at work, I hope that this at least pushed that to the forefront of your mind as something that you're thinking about that you want in your workplace. I think that's a good thing. As always, I appreciate you bobbing in to listen to High School Counseling Conversations. Don't forget to request to join the pop-up Facebook group, Kickstart Your Year as a High School Counselor. It's for new and veteran counselors alike. I'll link it in the show notes to make it easy for you to click. See you back here next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's C-L-I-Q-U-E. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.